This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Got Lamb wide open on the right side of the end zone. Ryan Flannoy, touchdown.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Coming up, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. A lot of Steelers talk in the last hour on this program because Aaron Rodgers, as Mike Tomlin revealed, does have a break in his left wrist, but it's possible he could play this week. Stay tuned. We talked to Jerry Dulac, who's been covering the team forever and a day, about that in hour number two. We had a nice chat with Mark Schlereth in hour number one. Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football is about to come and imagine crow about his 7-3 Bears. In a matter of moments. If you missed any part of this show on Disney Plus or missed any part of this show on the ESPN app or on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, there's all 3 hours. You can watch it on our page on Disney Plus whenever you want, on demand. There's our podcast version, all 3 hours. Also, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to Overreaction Monday or No Contest Wrestling or The Jim Jackson Show, all our offerings from our podcast world. We'd appreciate that. There's our YouTube channel as well. Be one of the 1.02 million subscribers and more at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to AJ in San Antonio here on the program. What's up, AJ?
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
What up?
Now, do you use that word? Do you use that word usually, or you just said it because I'd let everyone nationally know you're calling in from San Antonio? You say howdy to people?
Short answer is I've been saying that for about like 3 years.
Okay. Ah, so you're still new to the howdy. Okay.
I mean, honestly, I picked that up from my grandpa. So
that's good. Handed down from good stock. What do you got for me, AJ?
I'm handing it down to my son, too. So.
Excellent. Nice. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to talk about last night's win against the Raiders.
Okay. You're a Cowboy fan.
I mean, I've called in a few times just asking about Houston, Dallas, whatever. I mean, I'm all good on that for this year. I mean, it's not really all that. I think we've played a little below our expectations, but last night was really exciting. Dak looked all dactacular, throwing shot and dimers all over the field. He looked great.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's a bigger deal behind that win. I know that there's something greater behind that. They're all playing for a lost brother.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to RES Consulting, if Cooper's in that locker room, what do you say to him before the game?
If who's in the locker room?
Cooper, your son.
My son. What do I say to him before that game? If I'm what? If he's playing for the Cowboys or something like that?
Yeah, playing for the Cowboys.
Well, first of all, I would say to Cooper, you weren't with CD and George last night, were you? That'd be the first thing I would say. Assuming that's one of the things they missed.
That out the first series, right?
I wouldn't have missed that with Coop.
That is great, Rich.
I don't know.
Encore beach
thanks for the call, AJ. I appreciate it. I mentioned to give it up to Schottenheimer is that you're disciplining two stars of your team while you're also being there for the entire collective, that it's mourning the loss of Marshawn Nyland, and they look terrific. And again, like I said, I don't want to hear that it's against the Raiders, so discount it. The Raiders have, in my estimation, a guy who's got a Hall of Fame credential at the head coaching spot. The Raiders have an all-world defensive end, and you're not going to tell Max Crosby you're done for the year, so why do you care, right? And say what you will about Geno Smith's ability to play football still, but he is a veteran who knows that this could be a last chance. He was the guy who basically said, you know, everyone wrote me off, but I never wrote back, right? Well, people are beginning to write the same letter to him right now. And his ability to never write back is in question because they can't protect him. And the play calling last night was to come up with the chunk plays on play action. And for one drive, it looked to really work in that first quarter last night. They were cooking off of those play actions. But they couldn't put it in the end zone. And they were settling for field goals.
Tipped interception, kill the drive.
And then CeeDee Lamb finally caught a pass. And then George Pickens caught more passes. And then Jake Ferguson got in on the act. Flournoy got in on the act, right? I mean, Williams was running it down their throat. And so the ability to keep up with the Cowboys, they just couldn't do it. And, you know, Geno, to his credit, and this is why I think Pete keeps sticking with him rather than going to Pickett, and is because this is his guy, and he takes the heat, and he does it like this.
Yeah, I mean, you can check into any play at any time, but would that be the right thing to do? Would you just go off script and just start calling your own plays? I don't think that's the right way to go about it. You know, I think the right thing to do is to do what we practice and what we're coached to do. And like I said, the plays are there. I don't think there was any issue with the play calling. The plays are there. Guys are open. You know, you guys watch the film. I know we got a lot of Monday morning quarterbacks who like to watch film and take screenshots and see where guys are open. So I'm sure you guys will see where the guys were open. For me, again, I just got to play better. And I keep saying this, man. If something don't look right out there, blame it on me, right? If it don't look right, blame it on me. That's all you can do. Blame it on me. If your kids mess up at school, blame it on me. Car break down going to work, blame it on me.
So Gino's sick of us blaming him for everything. I got it.
I know. And Pete, you know, took the responsibility as well last night. Because, you know, Chip Kelly's trending.
He should.
Chip Kelly's trending, and everyone's like, you know, we're paying him millions of dollars. Well, I think $1 million a year for the number of carries his running back got last night against a Cowboy defense that's supposed to not be able to stop the run. And even though that is Kenny Clark next to Quinnen Williams for the first time, they didn't even give it a test. They didn't even test it out. They didn't even take that out for a spin. They didn't take their, you know, Jason Stance Ferrari out for a spin. This is what Pete had to say after.
Pete, you mentioned that the balance got out of whack there a little bit. It was 31 dropbacks in that first half, three runs. Is that, I mean, I can't imagine that that's something that you like to look
at. Yeah, it wasn't 31 dropbacks. It was a bunch of play-action passes, and really, I really wanted to see us do that. And there's only one person to look at, it's me, because I was influenced on the game plan. I don't really care about pleasing people with our run pass mix. I'm trying to move the football, and we wanted to get the ball to Brock a bunch and see what he could do and our other guys, and that kind of worked out. But when you come back to it, we were supposed to be ahead with that approach, and then we're supposed to come back and run the football in the second half and later in the second quarter. But our inability to get in the zone and to stop them, it didn't work out that way. So I'm totally responsible for how that happened.
Nothing looks good right now. Certainly, again, when you draft a kid like Ashton Jeanty as high as they drafted him, and it's a Monday night football game, and it's week 12, and your season is circling the drain, and he's not doing anything. And then a rookie standing in front of his locker, what's he going to – is he going to call out somebody like Pete Carroll who's done it, you know – for decades while he was in diapers, you know what I mean? So hit it.
Nah, man, I don't call the plays. I mean, that's up to the guys upstairs, so I just take whatever I get.
Is it frustrating not getting the ball more?
Nah, I just get whatever I get, man. I can't control that.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to sit there and call into question his coaches as a rookie in the middle of the season. He's just... it's not working. It's not working right now. Nothing's working. And the problem is, Geno, is he the quarterback of the future? That's the tough thing, is when you have two wins entering week 12 and your quarterback of the future is most likely not on the roster. And I and it's laudatory that you've got a coach who's taken the credit because he's trying to protect the quarterback, who's taken the blame because he wants to protect the coach. That's all admirable. But it when it comes down to it, what does Tom Brady think of it? Notice I didn't say the owner. I mean, let's be honest. What does Tom think of it?
He was there last night.
I know he was. I imagine he. I didn't watch the entire game frame by frame. I was flipping
he
around.
He did not have a headset on. Yeah.
What, did they show him? Was he visible?
Yeah, they showed him, but he was not. You know, he's not
right. He
wasn't like before.
He didn't have the headset on, which caused alarms and bells to go off.
Right.
What does Tom think of it? Does Tom think that Pete's the voice in the room that needs to be in the room? Would Tom dare to one and done Pete Carroll? Or you got to let him put his winning, historically winning culture change approach to work? Or does Pete just say, yeah, Chip, it's not working out here. We got to go to something, do something else.
What if?
Yes.
Tom lets Pete go and brings in Bill.
I think that's crazy talk.
I would be stunned.
I think that's absolutely crazy talk.
I was trying to think of the most ridiculous thing I could come up with.
You just did.
And I was like, what if, though?
That's it.
But Pete, he could have done that before.
Yeah, what's the difference between
when Bill was already available? I honestly, listen, I'm biased. I don't think Pete's the issue, except the fact that they chose a quarterback who is not performing well, and part of that may be because they can't protect him. He can't. He's not protectable right now. And one way to protect the guys, run the kid. Run the kid. The kid keeps getting hit as soon as he hits the line. When they do give it to him.
Yeah, the offensive line is pretty bad. They lost the starter last week. I was kind of thinking the reverse. Geno's been so bad, they can't run the football.
Yeah, I mean, one thing always cascades into another.
You know, it's just kind of been a disaster. I mean, they're going to have a top five pick. They have to take a quarterback in the draft.
Do they?
You can't run it back with Geno,
I'm not saying they do that.
They find a reclamation project.
Everybody seems to have one.
You go get Mac Jones, trade for Tua. Kyler Murray's going to be available.
I don't know. There's choices. It all comes down to
backups out there.
What does Tom Brady think?
Yeah.
Because if I am Mark Davis again, I'll take the haircut.
I want to see.
I'm asking him. Why the hell wouldn't you ask him? Why wouldn't you turn? By the way, I saw the other day because he called Bears and the Vikings. They had the two shot of him and Burkhart on up and. It's still jarring to me, man. It says 7-time Super Bowl champ under his name.
I mean, it's
and I'm like, that is stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
And he's just standing there with a microphone or right, just
hey, KB,
7-time Super Bowl champ. Insane. It's not a misprint. It's not like call the graphics department and say, hey, you made a mistake. It's just, I don't think I'll ever not. Like get jarred by seeing that on a screen.
All-time passing leader.
So why
all-time
wouldn't
wins,
you? That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sure that he has had the input. You heard the reports from the draft that he was kind of dictating a lot of it. So
this is his vision. Like, let's get Pete. Let's bring in Chip Kelly. Geno Smith is 100% when that move was made. I fully supported it because that was an upgrade over, you know, the spinning wheels that they had at the position.
Right.
I think Antonio Pierce would have taken Geno in a heartbeat, don't you think? When he was the HC there. So these are the best laid plans in the same way of like, let's play action pass it, and then we'll get a lead, and then we'll jam Ashton Jeanty down their throats, and that's the way we're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys, except for the fact that the play action passes weren't resulting in touchdowns. They resulted in field goals until the Cowboys offense began to get its footing. I mean, Pete had to look across the way and say, is that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens standing there for the first drive on a 3-and-out? Like, okay, let's play action them. Let's go down the field. Let's put some touchdowns on the board. Instead, they put on field goals. The Cowboys got done what they got done, and now it's time to run Ashton Jeanty? No. And then at the end of the day, you look down at the play sheet, and you see your quarterback who can't be protected. with all those dropbacks, part and play actions, which is, you know, an appropriate parsing. Like a dropback is like, let's just fade back. There's no other trickery to this play other than let's just fade back and be a sitting duck there. But you'd look down and everybody looks foolish that Ashton Gentry got 6 carries. That's it. So what does Tom think? You know, we're going to find out. Because Mark Davis is going to ask him. That's an impressive tool in the arsenal.
Oh yeah,
and they can get. I mean, his contract is structured as such where it's only $18.5 million dead cap if they release him. You know, he's doing $8 million roster bonus on the third day of the league year. So
the way Pete does his business, you know, is you got to hit the line, man. Just take a look when Marshawn was running all over everybody. Yep. He had Hutch up front there, man.
With
Holmgren, I mean, that's the way that it was working there. And then, you know, Pete comes in, and it's time to run the ball with Marshawn, too. And let's go.
Everything starts up front.
You know what I mean? Like, for him, too, yeah. He also had those. And that's why you don't trade Max Crosby. You get a bunch of guys who can rush the passer and start changing them in. You get big, tall, long guys in the back end to play defense, and you run the ball. And you can play action off of it like that. It's a winning formula where everybody on the roster can play and compete. But right now, they always compete. There's a bunch of young kids that I don't think they're trusting to play. He's just got to sell. I mean, if you hired him, you got to give him some time to let his mantra sink in.
His fingerprints on things.
Yeah. But the problem is, you know, there's some fans out there that are probably like, I don't care who's taking responsibility for this. Somebody's just got to take it because we just can't watch this sort of stuff. And I think for the Raiders, you know, fortunately for them, it's their last nationally televised game where everybody in the whole country is just sitting there talking about it. They can hopefully retool in some anonymity in a way. Problem is for them, after Cleveland comes in, at the Chargers, home for Denver, at Philly, at Houston, there's a game that could be on NFL Network or nationally televised in Week 17, but I don't think Vegas hosting the Giants is going to be that. And they got Kansas City in Vegas the last weekend. So,
if you keep Pete and Chip,
I think they're gonna. I have no insight. What
just
do I
saying,
know?
It's a fun Kyler Murray spot.
Ooh,
like that's Russell Wilson vibes.
Yep, I got it.
Yep,
let Kyler cook.
It's not bad. They run a little RPO with Chip. You run a little fun.
Which, by the way,
college
Pete,
offense.
I think Pete bristles at the let Russ cook thing because who's the one who let him on the field in the kitchen to begin with? 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on NFL Network's Kyle Brandt is going to be joining us shortly. We're here on ESPN and Disney Plus and ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. They make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com. All right, Kyle Brandt's coming on. Interestingly enough, his Bears are 7-3. That's weird.
Shocking.
Weird.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the Thumbtack app. Download today.
Rich Eisen here for Sonos, the speakers that bring every game to life in my own house. With studio-quality sound, Sonos makes you feel like you're right there in the stadium. Whether you're cheering on your team, binging your favorite show, or listening to the hottest songs, Sonos fills every room with incredible sound. Setup is easy. Just plug in, open the Sonos app, and you're ready to go. Want stadium-quality sound at home just like me? Because I love Sonos. You will too. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos. They look as good as they sound.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on a simulcast on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. This man knows, okay? He knows he has an open invitation on this program. He knows it. The people who booked the show knows it, especially since they also help book Good Morning Football. They know it. And it's just interesting to me that it's at this point in time, he's like, I'm available. When the Bears are 7-3 and leading the NFC North, what timing by Kyle Brandt to say, I accept a Rich Eisen Show appearance. Good Morning Football's Kyle Brandt is on the Rich Eisen Show.
KB in the house.
Did I get this right, Kyle? Did I get it right? Or no?
I had to make sure that they weren't just in first place. They were all alone in first place. That was the stipulation. Yes. I don't want to share it with Detroit. Or anybody else,
yes.
All alone. And there it is. You have it ready. Look at that. Yes. That's a beautiful thing.
That's odd. We had this ready for this conversation. 7-3 still, man, is got to be beyond your expectation, right? Coming into the season?
You know what it is, Rich? It makes me think of the thing that you do in August when you do predict the team's record.
Yes, sir.
And you sit down, you know, with Ike Barinholtz or me or whoever, and they make it 16-0 or 17-0. If someone had predicted the record of 7-3, mm-hmm. That's when you and the guy start going, whoa, who did out 7-3? He's drunk on the Bears. It becomes farcical. And yet they're 7-3. And I like it right now because I remember how I felt at 5-3. And 5-3 with the Bears was like, well, they're either the best bad team in the league or the worst good team. You take your pick.
Nice.
Now it's becoming real. Now it's becoming real. And there are real brick and mortar football reasons why this Bears team is winning, and it's coaching, and they run the ball, and they lead the league in interceptions on defense, and Caleb doesn't turn the ball over, and he has turned into like the league's best scrambler. So it's gone from a joke to now it's like, whoa. Are the Bears going to win the North? Like, what is going on here? It's becoming real. And that's exactly why I'm here today, Rich Eisen.
I appreciate that. Regardless, I'll take you however I can get you, Kyle. Listen,
thanks, buddy.
When it comes down to it, though, you know, I did say I want to see another game like their first win of the season beating the Cowboys. Like,
yeah.
That's, I want to see, like, showing up and that run game is dominant from the beginning. And the three and outs or five and outs or six and outs or whatever are not the predominant way that this offense is operating. I want to see them efficient, not settle for field goals. And mm-hmm. I want the defense to punk people and continue to be the takeaway monsters that they are against an opponent that would leave me saying, okay, they can outlast Detroit and Green mm-hmm. Bay, and maybe it is against Detroit, which is coming down the pike, or even Green Bay, who they have yet to mm-hmm. face, or our friends on Prime Video would love it, showing up in Philadelphia and doing it like that. Now you got me. The attention is worthy. I think 7-3 is nothing to sneeze at. You are what you are, winning 7 of 10 games in the NFL. Yeah. Certainly after you start 0-2. And in division, no less. Very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I need to see, is what I was saying.
I'm completely with you. The Bears were winning single-A ball. They're playing single-A minor league baseball and driving around in dusty buses against teams that have nothing. Yeah. Last week against Minnesota, they got called up to double-A on the road against a good coach and a good roster. This week, they're playing the Steelers, maybe their old friend Aaron Rodgers. That's triple-A ball. And then on Black Friday, they go to Philadelphia in the same defense that just really embarrassed Jared Goff, who embarrassed the Bears earlier this year. So that's that game. If they get there and they've won these next couple of weeks and they get to Philadelphia, that's the kumite. Like, that's, they're going against the baddest group in the league. And if they show up, I mean, if that's a close game, Rich, if the Bears lose to the Eagles 26-20, like, that's considered really, really impressive, because there's expectations for the Bears. Like, here's what Bears fans are. If you get to the wild card round this year and lose, great. That's wonderful. We're ahead of schedule. We'll take it. So it's like right now, 7-3 feels like 10-3. And if they play the Eagles tough, like, I'll take it, man.
Yeah, and you got the Steelers, and it looks like Rodgers isn't going to need surgery and is pushing to play. And you got to, right? Like, that makes sense that Rodgers wants to play in this game in Chicago.
You know, Rich, I'm not the insider. I don't work with the sources. I just watch the game and I have my guts.
Yes.
He's playing this game. I don't care if this is a freezing cold take. It is every single thing he wants to play. He's in Soldier Field, which is his de facto home stadium.
Yes.
Okay, he owns that place. With due respect to the McCaskey family, their dual owners are Aaron Rodgers. We all know that.
Yes.
This is his reason for living, to go to Chicago and once more dunk their heads in the toilet and flush it. It's what he's all about. And isn't it just setting up perfect, Rich? Like, Rodgers is hurt. He's basically going to do his version of a bleeping flu game walking in there. How many times have we seen him hurt, wounded, down, everything, and then all of a sudden Jordy Nelson scores a 400-yard touchdown and rips the Bears' heart? It's setting up perfectly, just how he wants it, and I'd be shocked if he didn't play in this game.
Are you saying he's got a touch of the Big Ben in him? Is that where you're going on, Kyle?
I think he does have some Big Ben, yeah.
Okay.
And I think Steelers fans are like, why aren't you playing your non-throwing hand? Get out there. We saw Bradshaw and Roethlisberger do this for years. He understands that. That's a big game for Pittsburgh, too. This is not all about him. They got to win this thing. And so I do think there will be some Big Ben going on. I freezing cold take me all day long. Aaron Rodgers is playing in this game. I'm saying it with my chest right now.
Well, and in terms of the Bears, one more thing on them. You know, did you see the video of Ben Johnson coming off the field after winning? Where he was walking with a fast pace gait with his face looking like they just lost by 21. Yep. And it just seems like he's sending messages, man, you know, and or we ascribe that to winning coaches, right? Like, we ascribe that to, for instance, to Caleb. He's gone from, man, his ability to get to read two, read three is something that he's lacking, to, oh, he's a magician. He's running around. He's making things happen, which is what happens when you're a winning quarterback as the one that's not, Kyle. You know?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things are happening right now. I noticed that the idiots online who want to make jokes about his nail polish don't have squat to say right now, because if he's supposedly nail polished, emasculated quarterback is running it up on your team and is 7-3 now, so you morons can shut up. He can paint his nails any color he wants. As for the brain trust, Rich,
yes,
you got to watch Ben Johnson. If you're not watching Bears game, Ben Johnson, it is so weird. He spends four quarters not blinking. He's like Dexter, like a serial killer. He does not
Coach
blink.
Dexter.
A fly could land on his eyeball and he wouldn't even blink. It is nuts. And then he walks into the locker room and he gets the game ball. And then he goes, good, better, best, over there. Like, he just goes crazy. Like, it erupts after 3 hours of just holding it all in. He goes from a serial killer to, like, Sam Kinison in the drop of a hat. It's nuts.
Kyle Brand here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, this is going to be fun. Have you ever, in the history of giving out scepters, given out scepters for being an angry fan, like Cam Scataboo, at Raw and Madison Square Garden on Monday night? Because, again, I miss Cam. I miss seeing him do his thing, but showing up in a Rangers sweater and being a participant with a surgically put back together leg, is that worthy of a scepter, do you think?
When that guy sneezes, it's worthy of a scepter. When he ties his shoes, it's worthy of a scepter. He's going to be it's going to be like the Lombardi Trophy. It's going to be the Scataboo scepter in perpetuity as he stares down Dirty Dom Mysterio and doesn't even blink as he's wearing a boot and a scooter. Incredible theater. I consider him my blood nephew, Cam Scataboo. I am so proud of him. And I got to tell you, Rich, sitting here where I am in New York, big, big talk going on from a lot of people about, well, this is irresponsible, and he is putting his football career at risk. as if he was Mankind getting thrown off the cage by the Undertaker. Guys, I have this theory that might have been prearranged and scripted what happened last night. So everybody just take a deep breath, because my nephew is pissed off and he's on Twitter now tweeting like, oh, guys, my football career is taken seriously. Everybody breathe. That's the face of the scepter. He can do anything he wants in the world of pro wrestling.
I can't believe the league missed on him in the first 3+ rounds of the draft. Because we were talking about him. I mean, it's not like nobody discovered Cam Scataboo. He discovered himself. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I don't know. How did the league miss him? And by the way, did you see his post in response to everything that's going on?
Oh, yeah. Kyle? Yeah. Look it up.
Honestly, did I pronounce that first word right?
Hey.
I don't know.
If you don't like that, I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say.
Right? Keep his name out your mouth.
That's right. I was just going to say. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up, wimps.
Angry tweets.
Shut up and leave him alone.
Angry
That's
tweets.
The guy, Rich. You know what I read? He's taking down all the dweebs out there.
Oh, look at you. Kyle's
sit there and do
fire.
Nothing.
Yes.
I am. I'm protective of Cam Scataboo, and I'm heartbroken that we lost him. I think that he didn't pass away. Thank God. He's
That's
just
right,
injured.
Exactly right.
I think that he's a guy who's like, I'm all about football. I don't really know what to do with myself when I run out of football. I'm looking for things to make me happy again. I don't know what to do. I can't play video games. I can't listen to pods. I need something. And it's shoving dirty Dom Mysterio.
That's right.
It's not a surprise, though, either, man.
That's right.
What else is Cam Scataboo going to do? Like, Kyle, I said last year, at this point in 5 years, Cam Scataboo is either going to be a special teams star or the Intercontinental Champion ending in the WrestleMania. Like, that's it. There was only two things. And now it looks like he might be both a star on the football field and a WrestleMania main event.
It makes sense, man. And listen, some people do self-care like J.J. McCarthy by meditating. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen Mahomes do that. And other people do, self-soothing by hanging out with Andrew Schultz and going at Big Dom, right? Like, how many Big Doms are there?
There's Big Dom in Philadelphia,
right?
And then you have Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom.
Okay. Guys named Dom Dirty Rich Dom. Usually have a nickname attached to the Dom. As I come to find out.
Except Deloise, maybe. I don't know if Dom Deloise had one. I don't know.
That's true.
He might be one of the only Doms out there.
That was awesome, though, last night to see.
But
to
Big
see
Dom
that.
Was there.
Big Dom
too,
was
with
there.
Cooper DeGene.
Yeah.
You know,
but they didn't mix it up because the Judgment Day didn't, attack them.
Okay.
They saw the real threat with Scataboo.
No, okay. Clearly. I love it.
Yes.
Dom DiMaggio, did he have a nickname?
The other DiMaggio.
Yeah,
that's probably what it was, with all due respect.
Dom from Entourage?
Dom Toretto?
Before I let you go, the thorny issue of who's the best team in the NFL, I've got my power rankings tomorrow. I had the Rams one. I can't foresee taking them out, but you never know. I'm going to think over the next 24 hours. But in my 22+ on NFL Network, I can't recall, obviously, since most of them were dominated by the Patriots anyway, that there's no dominant team. I can't recall a time where we're entering week 12 and I can't even maybe peg the final four in either conference right now, Kyle.
It's tough, but that makes it fun. I feel like our final four in the title game weekend, Rich, could be a freak show. I'm thinking about the year we had a handful of years ago. Remember, it was Tom Brady and Blake Bortles and Nick Foles and Case Keenum were the final four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We could be looking at this year. It's like, whoa, hold on. It's Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold and whoever's starting for the Niners. It's a weird year, and I'm here for it. In answer to your question, I like the Rams as much as everybody else does. I'll say this weekend, by far the most interesting game in determining who's good and who's alive is Colts at Chiefs. Like, I am so excited for this game because you look at the Colts and you're like, what is happening? And then you look at the Chiefs and you're like, what is happening? This is Daniel Jones has the chance to put Patrick Mahomes to 5-6 and give him for the third loss in a row for the first time in his career. Wildly interesting to me. And I just think, like, I'm still sticking with the Chiefs from my cold, dead hands. The only thing that's going to make me stop believing in the Chiefs is math. If they're mathematically eliminated,
I'm with you.
But at 5-6 with a home loss to Daniel Jones would be just bonkers. And that's what we're looking at.
Well, and I think it's going to be what Spagnuolo is going to try and make happen is that it's going to have to be Daniel Jones to do it. Because it will take a village to stop Jonathan Taylor. I'm watching that game in Berlin with my 14-year-old Cooper. I'm like, you know what? As the game went to overtime, I'm like, you know, I called the Giants-Carolina game in Germany that wound up being Daniel Jones's last game as the Giants quarterback. And I'm like, the reason why they lost, though, wasn't Daniel's fault. He's the one who handed it to his running back in overtime, and the ball wound up hitting the ground, and they lost the fumble and lost it. I said, I guarantee you, in this overtime, that will not happen when he hands it to his running back this time. And sure enough, Jonathan Taylor, they didn't even settle for a field goal. They just kept running 28 until the game was over. And that's one of the things that I can't wait to see. I know, and you have every, you're 100%, you know, right to bring up Daniel Jones's name, but it really is Spagnuolo's defense. Chris Jones and the rest and Nick Bolton and all of those guys, how do they stop 28 and make Daniel Jones put it on his arm and Arrowhead? That's the going to be the good stuff to see what happens there on Sunday.
It's just as you're rattling off those names, Rich, that's the craziest part of this Chiefs thing. The guys are all there.
Yeah.
When the Chiefs fall apart, it's supposed to be Andy Reid retired, Patrick Mahomes got injured, or they just got fleeced in free agency. The band's all together. Sark's there. Kelsey's there. The receivers are there. They're all there. It's just the band doesn't have its mojo right now. And it's I'm trying to remember. There's a time when Metallica decided to cut all their hair off and started making annoying albums. I'm like, is that where we are with the Chiefs? Like, are they going to find that groove again? Because I think this is Metallica cutting their hair off and putting on leather jackets. It just doesn't feel right, but you see the same guys up there.
Right.
And if they lose to the Colts this weekend, it's like an exit Sandman.
Is it stupid to ask you what you're watching with your bedtime and you got kids and stuff like that? Or do you have time to watch a show these days?
Never stupid to ask that, Rich. I'll tell you what I want to watch. And I have not yet seen the Running Man remake with Glenn Powell. I've not seen the movie yet. I'm holding out hope that they tip the cap to the original and put our guys, Whitman, Price, and Haddad, in there somewhere with Glenn Powell. Bring them back! Maybe. That's the guys we want. I don't know why he's there yet. Don't ruin it for me. Maybe. But I hope.
Spoiler alert, I don't think Whitman, Price, and Haddad are coming back from anything.
It's only in a rerun.
I haven't seen it, but when Glenn Powell was here, he did say that it's not one game show in one spot, you know, underground. Yeah. It's the globe is actually what the game show is in. So it's a worldwide situation. But I believe the game show host is it's not an act. They didn't hire an actual game show host,
right?
Why am I blank?
It's not Richard Dawson.
No, it's not. I mean, or anybody like
it's not like they brought Steve Harvey and he's going to be Killian this time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, you know.
Shut up.
No,
when I see it, Rich, I'm going to be sitting there through the credits, waiting for a post-credit scene with Whitman, Price, and Haddad. If they're not in this movie, even like a little Easter egg of them, those are my guys, and I just hope I'll be there. But I can only cross my fingers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be. So you'll see that. Okay, very good. I'm looking up the cast right now of.
You're talking about Coleman Domingo?
Yeah, Coleman. Yeah, he's the host. Mm-hmm.
He's the host. It's not Josh Brolin. Okay.
No, I think Josh Brolin owns the network.
Ah, okay. See,
okay. So he's like a Killian. I got it.
But
I'm there.
But Richard Dawson is the bad man. Was really listen with Jesse the body before he was Jesse the mind. I mean, Jim Brown,
Conchita Alonso.
Maria Conchita Alonso, Schwarzenegger, whoever played Dynamo. Fantastic. Dynamo.
Maria Conchita Alonso had me at Ola.
I just rewatched that like 3 weeks ago.
So good.
Kyle, great to chat with you as always. Thanks again, bud.
The best. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. See you, Rich.
Okay, Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football. Check it out on NFL Network. And then, of course, Good Morning Football Overtime on our old stomping grounds on the Roku channel. That's always a great, good time to watch them on NFL Network and then Roku Channel. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, Sonos is a partner of the Rich Eisen Show. And as soon as I heard they were interested in partnering up, I'm like, sold, because I use Sonos in my house. And we do listen to music in our house, and it makes the holiday season that much more joyful to listen to the music on these Sonos speakers. A movie night feels larger than life. When you're watching a game, feels like you're right there. The moments that Sonos helps create, you will absolutely remember. The design is beautiful. The sound is incredible. The control is effortless, which means you can focus on what matters most, enjoying the season. I love Sonos. You will too. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with incredible sound. Explore Sonos speakers, soundbars, and more at Sonos.com. All right. Jerry Dulac referred to this exchange involving Mike Tomlin. When I asked the longtime Pittsburgh Steelers reporter about how does the team feel in the halls this morning upon the news that Ja'Marr Chase is now on the griddle for a one-game suspension that he's appealing for spitting in the face of Jalen Ramsey. And I asked him, are the Steelers going to basically ask to have Ramsey's fine revoked? Because, I mean, that seems like not advocating throwing hands, but it's kind of understandable when somebody spits in your face. So Mike Tomlin was kind of asked that question, as Jerry Dulac pointed out, and we decided to make it a straight out of Tomlin. Hit it.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Our kicker is a serial killer.
Straight out of Tomlin.
Mike Ramsey plays with an edge. He has his whole career. When something like that happens on Sunday, because the play before they had to be separated, was your message to him to try to simply remove himself from that stuff? And how do you, as a competitor, how do you sort of keep him from sort of, you know?
I have no message if someone spits in your face. Do what comes natural.
Straight out of Tomlin.
Yeah. Do what comes natural.
I don't care. People are in Western PA just always accused me of just being a Tomlin, you know, honk.
Accurately.
It is accurate. I mean, that's why his players love him.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
I mean, I don't have anything, there's no notes for a player who acts that way when he's spat in the face. You know what I mean? There's no notes.
I get it.
Do what comes natural. That's why players love playing for him. And I think at the end of the day, he's going to listen to Rodgers. And Rodgers like, I can go. And he'll be like, all right, you go. Mason, stay by your phone. I may need you. You know? Like that drop that you would like to play.
Love that drop.
And you just did. You know? Makes sense. Let's sneak this one in one more time. Noah in Oklahoma, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Noah?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
How are you? Thanks for hanging on. I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Well, had a rough kind of month at work. Furnace went out of the house, but worst of all, I had to watch the Bengals lose to the Jets, Bears in person, and Steelers over the weekend.
Ah.
And I want to ask you what your thoughts are on Joe Burrow coming back, if you think it's worth it, or if they should sit him and then work their way up the draft to get a better pick?
I think I if I'm the Bengals, I turn to Joe and say, what do you want to do? Honestly.
Well, what's he going to say?
Then you play him. What do you want
to
do?
They have to be responsible.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
And I call as a fan, I think I want to see him. But I'm just afraid that there could be an injury or it just be pointless and hurt ourselves in the draft.
And if Joe says, this is, I want to play, do you point out who's available as an offensive lineman in the top 10 pick of the draft and say, you can get this guy if you sit down so you don't have to sit out? They're eighth right now. I don't know. If I'm Zach Taylor and my job's on the line, which I don't think it is because he got 1 year left on his deal, and Mike Brown, you know.
Velcro wallet.
1,000,000% doesn't pay people to not work for him. That guy right there. Thanks for the call, Noah.
There's a guy 6'6", 340 in Miami who would look great.
I know.
Blocking for Joe.
I think you don't tell Joe we're not playing you when he wants to play. No, I'm and plus that helps my ability to win games, which I want to prove. I'm Zach Taylor. I say, Joe, what do you think?
But by not playing Joe, now you're going to help your ability to protect Joe next year,
right?
With a higher draft pick.
I don't know. Listen, all these draft plans, you thought, I need Travis Hunter. I want Travis Hunter. You want it with Will Campbell. How's that working out for you?
I mean, it's been great.
Yes, right. So,
yeah.
Best laid plans, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.